20s, 50s, 100s. And make sure you head over to the flagpole, the ops tent. Sign up to volunteer. We could always use an extra hand. Jill Osborne from Parents for Pot is coming up to speak to you.
What's up, Boston? Let's give it up for the Freedom Rally, right? Woo! A big thank you to MassCan for once again putting on this event so we can all come together in the name of this plant. This is an important year for cannabis legislation here in Massachusetts, so donate a few bucks to MassCan. They're an entirely volunteer organization. They rely on donations from people like you. So I'm here because there are people that call me an activist. The most important people in my life call me mom. I'm the chapter leader, the Massachusetts chapter leader of an organization called Parents for Pot. We are a nonprofit. We support families that have to move for legal medical access. We also support families of people who are incarcerated for cannabis. It's easy to stand here on the common today, to pass joints around and to take for granted that we can do this when there are people in jail for decades for doing the same thing. So, as we move forward with legalization, we don't leave those people behind. We extend our hands back. We let them know that they're pioneers, and we are still here for them. I was out in this crowd last year. I was just one of you. And I sat out there and I listened to Mickey Martin, who's a national activist from California, stand up here on the stage and tell you that out there on the grass was a mom who cries herself to sleep every night because her daughter, who is 7 years old and has seizures every day, was suffering because we passed a law here in Massachusetts. We went to the ballots, we went to the polls, we voted. We said cannabis is medicine 3 years ago, and patients still, to this day, don't have access because of their zip codes, because of where we live. I was that mom out there, and that's my daughter that's suffering. So Mickey Martin told you all to get mad about prohibition, to get mad that there are patients suffering. He told you to get mad, but more importantly, he told you to do something about it. So that's why I'm here today, because I listened to Mickey, because I listened, because I did something. There's a bill in committee right now that would change our medical program, that would bring access to patients. It's called H 1065, and it needs you. It needs you to not be intimidated by a title like state rep, and it needs you to call yours. It needs you to call them and tell them that patients are suffering, and you demand a voice for those that don't have one. It would allow caregivers to cultivate for up to 10 patients instead of the one that is allowed right now by law. It would also allow reciprocity to patients traveling for medical care here in Massachusetts from other states. It would also prohibit discrimination against organ recipients for being a medical cannabis patient. Did you know that? If your liver fails and you're a medical cannabis patient, they can tell you you don't get a new one. We have the opportunity right now to make history, to decide for ourselves what legalization looks like. We have the opportunity to have not one, but two legalization questions on the ballot in 2016. We get an unprecedented opportunity to sign those petitions, both of them, to get both questions on the ballot, to decide for ourselves what legalization looks like. So, be mad, right? Be mad about prohibition, but do something about it. Register to vote, get to the poll, be mad enough to fill in that circle on the ballot in 2016. And have a great afternoon in the name of cannabis, right? Thank you all.